I am the CEO of a theater company in Jersey called American Records, and American Records' mission is to make work that chronicles our time, work that serves as a bridge between people. And Blake, the new artistic director at the Playhouse, he and I have known each other for about 20 years. When he started running the Playhouse, he and I had conversations. I really wanted to work with him again. I really wanted to work at the Playhouse. And so we talked about doing a documentary piece and thought about a lot of different subjects. And then he did a really neat thing, which was he turned to his staff and board members and community and asked them, what are the stories about Cincinnati that you would be interested in investigating? And a couple of people mentioned Sid Nathan and King Records. I had never heard of it. And as soon as they started reading about King Records, I became just obsessed and thought this was a perfect way for me to get to know Cincinnati, for Blake to reach out to the community in an interesting way.
What was there and what is there about King Records and its founder, Sid Nathan, that entranced you so much?
A couple of things. One, that Sid was all, he was DIY, do-it-yourself, before it was hip to be that. You know, this is a man who had an eighth grade education that didn't come from a family of record producers, didn't know anything about making records, figured it out as he went along. I was very, very interested in the fact that it was one of the first racially integrated industries in Cincinnati and in the region. I was so interested in the fact that the music that he was recording and sharing was both coming from Appalachian migrants and African-American migrants, and this R&B and what evolves into bluegrass country, as it was called at the time, hillbilly music, the way that these disparate kinds of music fused, and it really is at the center of the history of rock and roll and the history of American music.
Now, people can attend the reading of the play on Saturday, August 31st. Is that unusual?
It might be unusual for most places, but it's very unusual for me, and this is an important part of the process, because what happens is folks are going to come to the reading, and I've invited all of the individuals we interviewed and all of the stakeholders, and so we'll have people coming, someone who was an art director for King Records back in the early 60s, a studio musician, some family members, people who knew Sid, people who worked with Sid. So we're going to read the first draft of the script, and then I'm going to follow up and say to them, okay, what voices are we missing? What part of the story did we get wrong? What direction do we need to go in? What else is there to this story? So it's actually the community and it's the audience that helps me write the play.
So in effect, you don't know yet what the finished product is going to be like, I take it?
I would say that the reading that folks are going to hear, there will be 70% of the play.
So much of the King Records story, of course, is about music. How do you handle that? How do you weave the music into all this?
A composer named P.K. Pickens, who's also a sound designer, has been collaborating with me. He's been listening to as much of the catalog as possible, and so he's actually sampling a lot of the original recording throughout the piece.
Reservations are still available for this Sunday's second free reading of Cincinnati King, K.J. Sanchez's forthcoming play about Sid Nathan and King Records. I'm Steve Hirschberg.